Harry?
Hello, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm fine. Harry, I just wanted to call and say that, about last night...
Right.
I hope I didn't say anything I didn't know what I was saying. I think I had drunk a little too much.
Sweetheart, it's great to hear from you, and you mustn't worry about last night.
Well, you seem
angry. Our flight is taking off, and the co-pilot is waiting for me right now.
Then I'll hang up. But I just wanted to say that you seemed a little angry, and
No, I'm not angry.
I'm awfully sorry, Harry, but I drunk a little too much, and...
No, don't you... I didn't seem angry.
No.
Phyllis, just let me tell you, if I seem a little rushed, it's because we've been on a very tight schedule, and I've got to get this plane off.
I just want to say one thing, and that is... You have to understand that you were very strange at the party, Harry.
Yeah.
You didn't talk to me all evening long. I'm sorry. I made up my mind I wouldn't cry.
Phyllis, don't be upset. Please, dear.
You didn't talk to me. You just walked in with me and left me alone, and so I started to drink, and then I didn't know what I was saying.
Phyllis, I probably should have stuck by you.
You didn't say anything bad.
I'm sorry, but I
just want to say one thing, Harry, yes. That if you want to break it off, I would rather you just told me now.
Darling, I told you once that
when you feel like breaking off with a girl, usually you don't want to hurt her, and it takes you a long time. Well, you don't have to be afraid of hurting me, Harry. Just tell me.
Phyllis, I cannot discuss it now, darling. The plane is about to start. There are 180...
Just say yes or no, because I just want to know, Harry.
There are 180 people waiting to take off for San Francisco, and I am responsible to them and to the airline.
Oh, I see,
now,
and not to me.
That's not it, Phyllis. It's just that the plane
and
must
not
take...
not to me, Harry?
Of course I'm responsible to you, darling.
Doesn't love it's entail just... any responsibility,
but,
Harry?
Sweetheart, you have a responsibility to me, and
you
I...
You told
I,
me you I, loved me, and then you ignored me all night long.
Phyllis, I wasn't all night. I did not ignore you all night.
I've been crying since last night. If you don't want me anymore, Harry, please just tell me.
Sweetheart, you know that's not it. I love the good times we have.
And just the good times, Harry?
No, I love everything. I have a lot of fun
just
with you.
Just everything, Harry?
Just everything? What else is there?
Me?
You, that's what I mean.
Oh, Harry.
Do
you love me, Harry?
Yes.
Say that you love me, Harry.
It's very difficult for me here, Phyllis. I'm in the operation.
Please say that you love me, please.
I love you, darling.
Oh, Harry, I love you too, darling. I love you.
Yes.
I love you, Harry. I love you, love you.
Me too, sweetheart.
Thank you, darling.
I'll call you as soon as I... Well, I'll be able to call you in about half an hour, dear, after I've cleared my stuff out of the locker.